The theme for this year's National Now Conference is Daring to Dream. It started with a panel exploring how to achieve something many deem impossible, universal health care, or the single-payer system. Katie Robbins, the national organizer with Healthcare Now, opened the discussion with an explanation on universal health care and why it's possible.
It eliminates the barriers to care that exist in our current market-based modified system, or non-system, some people call it. The kind of single-payer healthcare system we're talking about makes healthcare a right to all people. It's not tied to your ability to pay, your health status, your marital status, your citizenship status, or your job status. So it sounds really good. Is it possible? Well, actually, we advocate that if we took our current Medicare program and made improvements and expanded it to everyone, we could actually save $400 billion a year as a nation by eliminating the waste and greed that the for-profit private health insurance companies bring into our system. The health insurance companies don't do anything to actually provide care. They figure out how to deny care to make the most money for their bottom line.
Before giving her statement on why single-payer health care is important for women's rights, Dr. Jewel Crawford, a family physician, said health care is a right, not a privilege.
Well, as women, we have got to unite around this issue. We got to transcend the politics. It's not a political issue. You know, when you're sitting up with your asthmatic child in the emergency room at 4 o'clock in the morning, who cares if you're a Democrat or a Republican or a progressive or if you're gay, if you're straight, if you're black, if you're white? You are suffering with that child. You know, you're the one going through it. You know, when your parent is there, you know, when you don't have the money to pay a caretaker.
Single payer is a concept that still mystifies many Americans. National Nurses United organizer Marilyn Albert said the community would have more power over negotiating health care with this kind of system in place.
The community would be part of the negotiation. So what we're saying is that single payer health care would transform hospitals such that the community in which the hospital sits would have a lot of control over that hospital. That also relates to the women's issue of full reproductive rights, because as we know, full reproductive rights have been contracted by the hospital systems of this country. It's very hard to get full reproductive rights in an American hospital right now. So that issue of hospitals providing full reproductive rights services to women would be an issue that the single-payer control over hospital budgeting, that problem could be solved.
A longtime member of NOW and the National Women's Liberation, Natalie Maxwell, said there are problems with Medicare, the 45-year-old federal program that guarantees coverage for everyone 65 and older.
People have some experience with it and generally have a good experience. And a lot of the problems that people have with Medicare now is because it has started to be privatized and dismantled like other public programs. And so, you know, when we're talking about Medicare, it's not just because it's a public program, but it also is an example of a public program that works, that has a long history of working. And it's also, you know, it's another great example of, you know, caring for the people who have come before us, and kind of society sharing the responsibility of caring for our older generations of citizens.
Dr. Jewel Crawford, a family physician, said private insurance companies are making substantial cuts to healthcare coverage, something that hurts healthcare.
So now they're talking about who needs a mammogram every year. I mean, who needs a pap smear? You know, who needs anything? You know, according to them, just pay us, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're really cutting back on, and this is dangerous, and a lot of women have spoken out against this because it's nothing to do with, you know, preventative medicine. This is all about saving them money.
The national organizer with Healthcare Now, Katie Robbins, read aloud the Now Action Statement. She said single-payer universal health care is about uplifting everyone everywhere.
Now we'll continue to advocate for a Medicare for All single-payer health care system as the solution to our health and fiscal crisis, and oppose cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, Be it further resolved that now should be encouraged to participate in the activities around Medicare's anniversary in July 2011 to build support for Medicare as the solution, not the problem, to our health care and fiscal woes. Be it further resolved that now will withhold support for any political candidates that vote for cutting access to reproductive health care or social safety net programs. And be it finally resolved that now should support single-payer health care legislation on the state and national levels, including Senator Sanders' American Health Security Act of 2011, S-915, and the Expanded and Improved Medicare for All Act, H.R. 676, as well as legislation that supports granting the necessary federal waivers for states to implement single-payer health care.
For more information on NOW, or to view their schedule for this weekend, visit now.org. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm LaShelle Roddy.